Okay, it's Sunday night, Kuf Yud Dalid, but we're going to start Kuf Tes Vav. We're starting to move through Shemona Esrei now, so in Kuf Tes Vav. Why? Birchas HaTachonim. So we've moved past the first three brachas, and we're up to now the middle brachas Emtzaiyos as they're called. Ta'am Birchas HaTachonim, why is that first? Actually, there's two reasons why. The Gemara in Megillah, based on Psukim, says that it's logical that the bracha, asking Hashem for seichel, for intelligence, for wisdom, for all the different forms of whatever your girsa is, chachma bina v'das, deya bina v'haskel, there's different forms of wisdom, right? Different kinds. So the Gemara says, based on a Pasuk, that it's logical it should follow Kedushas Hashem. The Gemara has a pasuk in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah bases the order of the psukim in Shmona Esrei, the order of the brachas in Shmona Esrei, based on different psukim. So there's a logic, which you might want to think about. Maybe I'll give you homework. Not that we ever have the same people two nights in a row, in general. But it's a good thing to think about. The Gemara just brings down a pasuk that after Kedushas Hashem should follow Bina, based on a pasuk. Maybe we should look at the pasuk. You have a Gemara Megillah there. The other reason is the reason that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, which is in Yerushalmi, and it's alluded to in Gemara Brachas, but it's really more in Yerushalmi. Zok the Shulchan Aruch mitnei shemoser ha'adam and ha'behema yihabina v'haseichel. That's the primary difference. Thank you very much, Yishkoyach. That's the primary difference between. Kavul birchas hatachonein rosh lemtzoyos she'im ein bina ein tefila. So there's really two svaras in the Mechaber. They're close, but they're not exactly the same svara. It's really two ideas. One is, you'd say, this is primary. This is the main thing of a person. So that's going to come first. And then he says, she'im ein bina ein tefila. It's a prerequisite to tefila. Obviously, you need seichel to formulate your needs, to be able to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly for your needs, to be mechaven why you want your needs, etc., etc. So the Shulchan Aruch himself really... No, the Shulchan Aruch is saying the logical reason that Bina Das Seichel is primary. He formulates that in two different ways. One is Stam, since it's primary, it comes first. Then he says, she'im ein bina ein tefila, that being so primary, it's a prerequisite of tefila. So it's only logical it should be first when you're coming to daven. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara's pasuk is, umaro'u lomar bina achar kedusha. Why does bina follow kedusha? No, the Gemara here is talking about the logical sequence. The sequence, not so much that Bina is the first of the middle brachas, but that it follows Kedusha. Shenemar v'kdishu es kedoshis Yaakov, that's Elokei Yisrael Yaritzu, they'll probably recognize and be ma'arich, and be makdish, and kadosh, 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 etc., kadosh baruch hu, the samich lei, and then the puzzle goes on to say, v'yeidu toei ruach Bina, and when this happens, so this will spur Bina, recognition of Hashem, spurs Bina. So that's what the pasuk seems to imply. Akaponim, there's a logical sequence there, but that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now the Mishnah Berurah has an arichus here going through a lot of Shmona Esrei.
He chooses. Can you explain again the point about the.
That's just the fact that it's primary, so it should come first when you're asking
why
for your
that,
needs.
Because so
you're asking for your needs.
Because what does the fact that you're not an animal have to do with your needs?
What's your most important need? Your most important need is not health. Your most important need is not parnasa. Your most important need is not slicha, hashivenu. None of that. Your most important need is seichel. Without seichel, you're nothing.
Why is the
That's why your most important need. Without that, you're an animal. Yeah, without that, you're not a person. A person is defined by seichel. Seichel, yeah, that's Seichel. Without Seichel, there's no Bechira. Without Bechira, there's no anything. That's. We're not talking about Seichel in order to do a difficult math equation, even though we're all proud of the Israeli scientist that solved the problem. Right? We're all proud of him, especially we're proud of the fact that he came to Eretz Yisrael and he served as a, he did menial tasks for a couple of years till they were mocking who he was and they hired him. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah?
So, you heard about it. Read it.
It just happened now. He just solved the problem. I mean, they just printed up the solution now. I don't see the big deal. He basically was Machadish, that if someone gives you directions, you know where to go. That's what it looks to me.
But he was a man. That was a Kiddush.
Anyway, you gotta watch out for the Russians. They're brilliant. The Russians, I once sat at, I remember the first time that hit me. I sat at a Din Torah in Muncie with Russians, Balei Tshuva, who had come and settled in Muncie. And I remember, like, I remember it hit me. These are not American babies. These guys are tough.
No Sesame Street.
They're tough. They're tough. And they're brilliant. They're brilliant. I said, no wonder they're good in chess. Like, they're really brilliant guys. I remember it, that's what it hit me. I said, I was used to Americans. You know, like, they. Okay. Anyway, so they have Bina. What?
Preparation for Eretz Yisrael.
Preparation for Bina. For the bracha of Bina. Rosh le'em tzo'iyos. Now we just have to make sure they're Jewish. Rosh le'em tzo'iyos. Whoever teaches Russians, they immediately take to Gemara, and they're good. Otam al Seder Habrachas. Now the Mishnah Brura sort of goes off on his own and quotes from a Sefer another logical flow to the Brachas of Shemana Esrei. In other words, the Gemara and Megillah gives you a scripture-based flow. And if you want to see the logic of the Gemara, I guess you have to learn Marsha or Ein Yaakov. The Gemara just presents it as if it's a Gzeiras HaKosam. Based on Psukim, this follows that, and this follows that, and then comes this, and then comes that. Then the tour, based on other sources, gives logical, purely logical purely logical explanations for the sequence. Mishnah Brura is going to say now his own, not his own, he's going to say now another Mahalach. Otam al Seder HaBrachos, Kosev B'Sefer Seder HaYom. Atachonin Rishonosh, we'll learn it now because the Mishnah Brura put it here, so we'll learn it. It has nothing really to do with the sif that we just learned. Shelas HaChochma Vadas Ba'odom. Okay, the Balav Hochi, he's quoting now from this Sefer. The Balav Hochi told me Menu HaNefel. Okay, meaning this is basically what the Shulchan Aruch says. Without this, you're nothing. If you don't have Seichel, V'lachain Tzorech Lachavin Bokaroi. Oh, here he's giving you a little musser that you should focus and concentrate on this bracha, on all the brachas. What he's saying on this bracha, you know, especially. She says, "Ikar Hashela Shetzar Chodam Lishol Meis Habore Yisbarach Sheyitna Lo Seichel V'Das Yosher." Now he, this Seder Hayom Sefer, connects it to Bechira. He's saying, "Why do you want Seichel for? You don't want it to solve equations." I'm saying, "You want it to be to make the proper choices in life." That's what you want Seichel for. And that's what you should be mechaving. You're asking Hashem for Seichel in order to choose properly. Limos bara v'livchor b'tov. And I would add to that, very important, to know what's ra and what's tov. People, many, many times, they feel they're motivated to do good, they want to do good, and they don't know what's good. They don't know what's good. They could be making a mistake about what's good and what's bad. So that is obvious. That clearly is an inyan of asking Hashem to grant you the seichel to discern, not just to be able to be misgaber and to realize that your hamshacha, what's driving you, is taiva or gaiva or kavod or the like, to recognize that and to realize, you know, to waste har mitzvah keneged hafseidah and hafsid avera and oynish avera keneged schara, or what, you know, that's seichel. The way he says it, limos barav alivchar b'tov, I'm adding to know what's tov and what's ra. Sometimes it's a very, very difficult choice. Sometimes there's two things that are tov, and the person doesn't know how to choose between the two. Sometimes there's two things that are ra, and the person has to be told neither. What should I do, A or B? The answer is neither. Okay. Hashivenu la'achar hadas. The Mishmur is now going through Shmona Esrei based on the Seder Hayom. Ki mitoch hadas nosen libo al cheto. Right? Once you develop seichel, so you pretty much know when and how you messed up. This is what the Chavis Halvavus says in the beginning of Shar HaTshuva. He uses the sequence of Shmona Esrei, the Chavis Halvavus, to show that everybody messes up. He says that's like your first bracha. You ask for das, and then once you get das, you go home, you know, yikes. Because everybody messes up. So he, Chagavon, uses the sequence to sort of prove, so to speak, that point. For Kavanas HaBracha, again, a good way to learn Shmoneh Esrei. The idea of the bracha is, what are you saying, Hashiveinu? What do you want Hashem to do? What do you want from Hashem? L'vakesh meis Hashem, sheyachniyah v'yashbu geyus yitzro. Okay, it's not a chiddush, it's not clear what it means still, but you're asking Hashem, what are you asking? What do you want? You want Hashem to help you overcome your Yetzirah. That's what you're asking for. Yachna v'yashbul geyus yitzro. So the Chavis Halvavus says, whenever you ask Hashem for something that is ostensibly bechira, like what are you asking for? It's your job. What do you want from poor Hashem? So he says, you're asking Hashem to remove the obstacles, because there's always obstacles, so there can be more obstacles, more difficult obstacles. So you're asking Hashem, you know, to remove the obstacles. And also, everybody has, besides the removal of obstacles, everybody has siyua, everybody has ezer, everybody, you know, you meet a friend, a guy could want to learn, you know. Then he finds a chavrusa, huh? So you're asking Hashem to give you a chavrusa. You still have to make the bechira to go learn, but these are the things that help you along, the things that enable. You're asking Hashem to enable. So that's what the Rebbe says. You're asking Hashem to remove obstacles and to send the natural enablers that we always experience. So you want Hashem to send it to you. Slach lanu zachar tshuva. Very clearly, if you want Hashem to enable you, to help you fix what you messed up. In other words, it's like saying the bracha. This is what he's saying. Chonen adas is saying, you know, give me the das to choose correctly. Okay, then help me fix what I've messed up. Then, next is you want slicha, you want a kapora. Rifa'enu, he skipped, Rifa'enu achar geula, shekol zman shodan b'tzar, ena omed ma'al cholyo.
The personal geula before you can have a
refuel. We'll go with Rashi that the geula that's spoken about in the seventh bracha is a personal geula. From your tzoras, from the vicissitudes of life. Right, everybody from stress, from being boxed in, from being constrained by your problems. Everybody has problems and everybody's constrained by them, so they need a geula. The way we explain geula, to reach your full potential, the way the Ramban says, so everybody is stymied or feels stymied by their problems. They don't realize that their problems are the way they're supposed to reach their potential. They look at their problems as the blocks, the obstacles. Akoponim, you see from the Seder Hayom, right, the psychosomatic can get better if you're stressed. You have to feel free, you have to be in a good mood, and then you'll get better. Because that's why Aleinu is first, and then Rafa'inu. Vikar HaKavona, what do you want to be better for? What do you want health for? So he says, when you ask Hashem for health, you should have in mind, you want health to serve Him. That's what He keeps on moving us in that direction. We're not asking Hashem for... like I said, Shabbos, you know, you're supposed to want gold and silver. It's very hard. It's a wonderful speech. It's even a good catchphrase to say over, but it's very, very hard. To say, I want money, you know, I want to be healthy to serve Hashem. Not I'm serving Hashem so that He should make me healthy. But I want to be healthy in order to serve Hashem. It's hard to really mean that. Person could have big parnosa problems, so there's an easy way to escape it is that he gets health problems. All of a sudden, he forgets about his parnosa problems very quickly, and he has his health to worry about. And after he gets back his health, then he says, okay. Now I have parnosa problems. Akash and Isrape, he asks for parnosa. I don't know if the Seder Ayom is being cute or he's teaching us something profound. Well, if the Isrape, you want parnosa. But Tzorech Lechavein, again, the same thing. What do you want parnosa for? Sheyazmun Lanu Hashem Parnosenu. Oh, I'm sorry, no, he goes off on a different line. I thought he was going to theorize, and it's certainly true. You want parnosa to serve Hashem with him. But he says, Sarech l'chavim, that you wanted benachas v'loi b'tzar, beheter v'loi b'isser. Right? You could have parnosa, and it's... the Chaim Zolbov, the Shara Bitochen talks about this. That even once you have parnosa, you could have it in a way that's pleasant, and you could have it in a way that's very difficult. Job satisfaction, and the like. Okay, now, the Mishmur stops at this point. He stops going through the Shmon Esrei. And he moves back to Chonin Hadas, and he talks about now why we make Havdolah in that bracha. So again, there's many reasons. One reason is because you're about to launch the brachos of Chol. So you say Havdolah first as a introduction, like before you get into Chol type behavior. Your first chol behavior Motzei Shabbos is asking Hashem for Yitzrachim, Shmon Esrei. So it's only normal to start off with Havdalah. But then you also have this same svara, Amein Bina Havdalah Minayim, the Gemara says. The ability to discern differences. So there was a guy in Lakewood, my brother-in-law's brother. So he used to sit the whole day and learn to himself. He didn't have any chavrusas. He was a loner by nature. Brilliant guy, and he would just sit and learn alone. Year after day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Three storm a day. You know, such people are funny. So he used to say that the whole of learning is making chilukim. That's the learning, understanding, Torah. It's just a question of making chilukim. I wonder if he ever thought he'd be quoted by me. Stuck in my mind. Yeah, well, he had it. I don't know what it means. You're talking about what the Maral calls pilpul. I don't know if that's what it was, making chilukim. You can always, okay, anyway, so you need seichel to make chilukim. But seich emein bina havdala minayin. You see, I'm out of the kodesh l'chol, b'rno l'chol, when you saw l'amim. I mean, it's really the same idea as bechira, havdala, making hevdalim between kodesh l'chol. Sometimes things could look very much similar. And there's a world of difference. One thing is kodesh, and one thing is chol. And you know, you have to understand the difference. It's shitchias, or superficially, it's the same. So you make a Havdalah in this bracha of Bina, Lefi Shehu Chachma, Shodam Mavdol Bein Dover L'Dover, B'lechein Kavu B'vichas HaChachma, V'remez L'Dover, there's even a remez, Bina, Rashi Tevez, B'Samim, Yayin, Ner, Abdullah. There's just one problem. It's not in the right order. No, no. Because of a tour.
Must be a opinion like that in Arabic
shopping. No, the funny thing is that in Hilchos Abdullah, the tour gives the simon of Yivne. Yayin, Basamin, Ner, Abdullah. That's an order. Avina, the guy of order. Okay? Because of a tour. Never thought about it. Why do we say Avinu in Hashivenu and in Slachlanu? Why are these two brachas zochet to Avinu? We refer to Hashem as our father. So he says, well, first of all, because a father has to learn with his son Torah, so that's like by Hashivenu Avinu l'sarasecha, we say Avinu, because as if to say, you have Avinu has to learn Torah, and by Slachlanu is Rachmei Av Al Bonim. So we want to evoke that Hashem is the Av. Then he brings down the Shaila of Choneinu and Vichoneinu, two different Eschols. Follow what it says in Yosida. I believe by now Ashkenaz is pretty clear Choneinu, except for Motzei Shabbos when we say Vichoneinu, because we want to make it a Hemshech of Atochen Antonim. To learn Torah, one of the...